We really like working with clients who want to meet their purpose, grow their purpose in anything where marketing can add to people's quality of life, or as we say, marketing for good.
Welcome, Cheryl, to the Marketing for Good podcast. It's a real pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Cheryl is, just to give everyone some context, the founder of Chez Leon, which is an Australian startup company which designs, manufactures and markets solutions to help people suffering from fluid blockages such as lymphedema. But before we dive into the details, and Cheryl will tell us all about the work that she does, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians and the lands in which we are meeting today and talking. I'm coming from Darkajang land, which is on the central coast, just north of Sydney, in New South Wales, I should say. And Cheryl is from the Newcastle region, which is the Awabakal people. And we'll pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. So we were really fortunate at Juntos Marketing to meet Cheryl to help with the launch of your first product, which is the Massage Bra Insert. But I'm going to leave it to Cheryl to tell us more about that. So Cheryl, can you tell our listeners a little bit about you, your journey to starting Chez Leon and the support that you provide people through your business?
Yeah, thank you. Well, to start with, let me tell you something about, I will tell you about the journey in Chez Leon, but first let me tell you something about myself, because I believe it's often when you look back through your life that you see how your experiences have shaped you, but also how you respond to events in your life. So I was born and raised on a farm. As many know, farmers are jack of all trades. So from my dad, I learned problem solving, ingenuity, and I think not accepting the status quo. And from my mum, it was, doesn't matter who you are, you can do anything. Dad also taught me something about the anatomy by showing me the inner workings of animals as he carved them up on the kitchen table, which we were very self-sufficient back then. But that also led me to vegetarianism, so... Then I went on to learn mechanical engineering and construction, where I worked in the industry for the rest of my career. But then one day I noticed that I had some unusual bleeding. So I went to my GP and then to a specialist who informed me I had cancer. So at that moment, it feels like your whole world just caves in and everything stops. And nothing else matters because, yeah, this is your life. So before I knew it, I was on the operating theatre undergoing a total hysterectomy and having all of my lymph nodes removed from both of my groins. Little did I know then, too, the consequences of having all your lymph nodes removed. To give you some understanding, though, the lymphatic system is basically your drainage system that regulates the fluid levels in your body. Lymphatic fluid travels through your lymph vessels to the lymph nodes, which are like your processing plant where your immune system kicks in to destroy any foreign invaders. So that's why they target lymph nodes. So when the lymph nodes are either removed or radiated as part of your treatment, this leaves a blockage in the lymphatic system. In other words, there's nowhere for that fluid to go. Consequently, fluid builds up, gravity takes over, and the body starts to swell, often at the lowest point, being the arm or the ankles.
Okay.
So when I started noticing the swelling, first around my pelvic area and then around my ankles, I asked my oncologist, what could I do? He said, well, all you can do is massage it. He would not recommend any of the current treatment of compression, saying that it was too hot for our climate and the risk of infection was too great for me. But of course, I tried it. Yeah, why wouldn't you? When that's current treatment. But when you're in pain and you're worried about controlling swelling, you'll give anything a go.
Yeah.
But he was right. I even had to get my son to help me on, to get it on, which was to mine and his embarrassment. So that's, you know, where I was left with all this swelling and pain, not having a good treatment for it. And that's where my past experience comes into play. So I decided to study the lymphatic system, particularly lymphedema and the treatments. But what I found was, in order for lymph fluid to move through the lymphatic system, it needs external movement to help it to flow. So that's either through your muscles or your body movement. So I thought, why would you compress the area of swelling to stop the flow rather than encouraging it to flow? Also, compressing the swelling only pushes excess fluid to another area, like the blockage. So why not encourage the fluid to flow around the blockage to keep fluid moving rather than having it build up in a limb? So that's where I became my own guinea pig until I finally found a solution. But then I had more and more people coming to me asking me what I was doing. Can I help them? And what I gave them, they found relief from. So that created more and more demand until I eventually got to the stage where I had to find an easy solution to mass produce the products that I was creating by hand.
And what did those products look like, Cheryl? What sort of materials and what were you playing with? I know that you were, you know, experimenting on your sewing machine. I remember you talking about that previously.
Yeah, so it was very crude at the time, so I was cutting out little bubbles and sewing them into material.
Yep.
And wanted things that were, you know, natural and breathable and all those things to make them comfortable. So, yeah, that was the initial stages of it. But obviously that's very laborious and time-consuming, so I had to find a better way of being able to do it. So then it became cooktops and presses and all sorts of gadgets to try and help me to make something that I could then produce easily to be able to supply the demand that I was having. So that's where DPTEX, or what it's called now, is differential pressure technology, came from. And the way that works is when the garment's on the body, it's just through normal movement, it creates this differential pressure application, which is sort of like a gentle massage, and placing it around where that blockage is, it helps to break up the fluid and assist it to move continuously around that blockage to help drain the limb. So I've gone now to market with our first product, which is our bra insert for breast cancer and breast surgery and mastitis patients. But excitingly and amazingly, the other conditions and applications that this technology can be used for is just blowing our minds at this stage.
Wow. How incredible. And how long did it take, Cheryl, sort of from that, you know, you went through your own personal journey, you had a hysterectomy, and then, you know, you explained how you experimented with different textiles and textures. You know, just giving a sort of a bit of a time frame of, you know, when that began to where you are now, how long has it been?
That would have been a good 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's been like 12 years altogether. So the second half of that has been around, okay, I can produce it myself, but now I need a factory to produce it.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, what do I do and how are we going to do it from there? Unfortunately, Australia's lost a lot of its manufacturing, so it's very hard to get something done here, and you have to go overseas, and that in itself has challenges. So it ends up being a long journey, but also being a medical product, you have to go through a lot of testing and trials and making sure everything's doing what you say it's doing. And then you have to go through regulatory approval and all of those things to be able to put it on the market. So that in itself is a long journey.
Yeah, an important journey, but a long one.
Yeah.
So just thinking about your business and what you're doing and what you've created, how would you describe, your purpose as a business, and how do you feel having a strong purpose adds value?
Well, when you see people in pain, struggling with everyday activities or the loss of their career due to the swelling or the treatment that they are on, and you have a solution, it drives you to help them regain at least some dignity and quality of their life. And now there's over 250 million people worldwide with lymphedema, and that number is growing every single day because of the number of people being diagnosed with new cancers every day, and it becomes a staggering amount. So you know that there's a lot of people out there who are suffering just as I suffer. It's also that I wanted to build products that were naturally based, not chemically based, as many of the fabrics are today. So that in itself creates challenges. Products that treat the actual condition, that are eco-friendly, thin, discreetly worn under your clothing. Many of the current treatments are bulky, unsightly, and uncomfortable, treating the resulting condition, not the cause. And they actually highlight that you have a debilitating condition. So it makes people feel often ashamed to be out in public. So I also wanted something that was comfortable, something that you could actually forget that you're wearing it and that no one knows that you have it on, let alone having a chronic condition, something patients actually like wearing. I had one patient who said recently it was like putting on an old friend. I had a neighbor who called her product George, after George Bush.
Named him George.
So, it's being able to relate to the patients. I think that has been a major focus. But we've also had a focus around education. So, from my own experience and along this journey, I've realized that there's a need for practical information for those that are living with the condition. So, throughout our website and our marketing, we hopefully are providing easy to understand content that is geared to the patient themselves to build awareness of this condition and the ways that they can live life to the fullest.
What's that journey been like marketing the product as a small startup? And you explained sort of just how versatile your background is and where you've come from and the personal health journey you've been on, and now marketing something that has a very strong value centered on improving people's quality of life. Have you faced any challenges staying true to your purpose?
Yeah, there are many challenges, particularly as a startup. Being regional areas for a woman, particularly a more mature woman, they're challenges in themselves sometimes. Apart from the fact that what I wanted to create is challenging the status quo of current treatments, medical professionals are reluctant to try new concepts. It's the patients, what I'm finding themselves, who are showing the effectiveness of these products that is helping us make inroads into those medical channels. There's also channels, as I said, around manufacturing and supply chain issues. So trying to find capabilities that not only can help us to get our first products, but also help us to develop our products. Often overseas, you'll get a company that is like, yeah, we can do this. And they'll just spit out hundreds and thousands of them. But then getting them to work with you is another challenge in itself. but also funding. If I was young, overexcited 20-something-year-old with an electronic device or program that was fast to market, no production requirements, funding would have been easy. On the other hand, a medical device that has to go through trials, regulatory requirements, it's not something that investors want to get involved in. So funding is a major issue. But that gets back to the purpose. So your purpose has to be something that is your driving force, and it becomes the like the North Star that guides your company's strategy and actions. But here's the thing. You can have a great altruistic purpose, but unless that is backed up with the support and encouragement from the ones that you are actually trying to help, you'll fall apart from the enormous challenges and mountains that you have to climb to get the product, particularly a medical one, off the ground. So how strong purpose adds value to the company like Chesmion? We have to see the results from our patients to understand that.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have. You've mentioned a couple of stories already, Cheryl, from your patients, but I wonder if you'd be happy to share another one or two.
Absolutely. How long have you got? there's one woman who for 9 years went home every day with a golf-sized swelling under her arm. Her husband couldn't touch or even walk on that side of her in case he accidentally hit her arm. But when she put on the bra insert, she found immediate relief because the fluid started to move. And then another one, a midwife who couldn't work anymore due to the compression sleeve and glove that she had to wear. After wearing the bra insert, she was able to go back to the career that she loved. So, you know, to keep me focused though, above my desk, I have this quote from one of our patients who had tried everything and ended up in hospital 3 times due to cellulite infections. After using our bra insert, all of her lumps and swelling from her breast went away, reducing her risk of infection. And she wrote me, and I put this quote above my desk, it's, "What you can do can change a life. Never forget that. I never have, never will, and it's what keeps me going."
Wow. It must be so rewarding after, you know, all the hard work to get that feedback and to hear those real personal stories.
Yeah. And as I said, that's what keeps me going. If it wasn't for them, I would have died years ago.
Yeah. Oh, Cheryl, that's so heartwarming to hear. I have a couple more questions, if you wouldn't mind. You talked about some of the challenges, especially I just was wondering with the people that you're helping, you know, they're in quite vulnerable situations, you know, living with chronic conditions. How have you navigated marketing in a space where people may be feeling vulnerable?
Yeah. Well, as I said, our first product is a bra insert for breast cancer patients and those who've gone through breast surgery and mothers suffering with mastitis. So, you know, we chose that market to start with as mainly due to the size. So in Australia, there's 21,000 every year diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was also about market accessibility. So providing them with something that was comfortable, breathable, easy to use solution that was effective and discreet, and they could go about their daily activities is, you know, our main focus. So when it comes to marketing, it's been about communicating those attributes as well as educating the patients about how their body works so that they can make informed decisions around the treatment that is best suited for them. So also we focused on people who support patients on the medical journey, such as surgeons, oncologists, physios, nurses, lymphedema specialists. All those people are a part of that journey of a cancer patient. So they're also important. But though, you know, these are our focuses. We are still learning at this stage what to do, what works and what doesn't work, basically. And it's very much about changing the status quo, as I said, trying something new, taking self-responsibility. But the more we work with our patients and talk to the medical professionals about how differential pressure can help and actually show them the results, and they see the benefits for their patients, the more that they are opening the doors for us. But it's also very important to work with people who get the problem, particularly from a woman's perspective. So working with Yontas, for instance, has helped us refine our story and take a step back. And having been immersed in the company for over a decade, it's actually refreshing to get a new perspective and a new way of describing things that resonate with our audience. So that's been an important step for us.
No, that's good to hear. It's yes, as a small business and being so integral and intimately, you know, interwoven, as you say, over the past 10 years, it is sometimes a little bit hard to sort of untangle yourself and to sort of step back and look at communication and marketing and messaging from that perspective. Yeah. I was going to ask you a question around how you've managed risk and uncertainty when making strategic decisions as a small startup.
Yeah, so sorry, I'll just stop here because I think you might have jumped ahead.
No, I did. Sorry, I was looking at the time and we've kind of touched on a few other pieces. So I was like, okay, we might jump on a little bit.
Right. I'll jump ahead to that risk area.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. 5 seconds. Managing risk and uncertainty, particularly today in today's political and economic climate, is very tricky. Being cautious not to jump in until you've done all your due diligence, I think, is very important for every step along the way and, you know, before you make any decisions. I've seen many startups crash and burn, either rushing to get ahead, running out of funding, or not having the right market fit, not even engaging with their customers, which means that they don't have a supported purpose. So, and largely as a self-funded startup, it's been a tricky balancing act, as I've had to throw myself into this, you know, 24/7, you know, with no other means of support. So, you know, being cautious, taking the time to test and retest the product and conduct all the necessary trial requirements for regulatory approval has been a must for me. But it has slowed everything down quite considerably as well. Trying to get funding, even grant funding, is hard to get. It's a dollar for dollar. So the old saying, it takes money to make money, comes to mind. And every government has its own agenda when it comes to dealing with grants. So good luck at getting one. Also, you have to have a backup plan. Being flexible when it comes to strategic decisions is a must, I think.
That's really good advice. And talking about advice, what advice would you give to someone thinking about starting a purpose-driven business?
Be prepared for the roller coaster ride. It's not easy. There isn't such a thing as an overnight success. On average, a medical product takes 10 years to get off the ground. It's a lot of resilience to take the knocks, but more than that, it takes the belief in what you're doing and the support of those that you are doing it for. If you're not prepared to give it your all, don't start. Seek help, take advice when it's appropriate for your customers and your business. There are lots and lots of accelerator programs out there today that can help you navigate and help you work with the people that you are trying to reach, but also work out whether you've got something that is actually going to be the right solution for the problem that you're trying to solve. But make sure that that program fits your needs and your purpose. Listen, most of all, to your customers, for they're the ones that you want to buy your product. So they become your most important eardrum. No one does anything truly on their own, so be open to support from others. As they say, it takes a village to raise a child. The business is your child, and it takes many hands and support to help you to grow. As one of my advisors keeps telling me, you have to go down a lot of rabbit holes and kiss a lot of frogs on this journey, Cheryl. Above all, find a way that gives you space. This is really important. Space for your thoughts, space to breathe, space to laugh, space for your friends and family to lift you up every time that you get down, and to ride the highs with you when you have some success. Remember, it's a journey, so you've got to enjoy it.
Oh, that's an amazing response. What incredible advice. Thank you for that. And I'm excited, Cheryl. What's next for Chez Leon?
Well, there's a lot of exciting activities underway. We've got to build awareness around our bra insert, both to patients and to the medical channels in Australia. And we're proud to be undertaking trials for a new prototype in a leading hospital here in Newcastle. It's a throat wrap designed to help patients with head and neck surgery resulting from cancer treatment or other conditions. We're also looking at international expansion to make the bra insert available in some of our key markets that have been contacting us in the UK and Europe as our next step. And as always, we are always seeking funding, investment to help us build our business, grow, expand our market awareness, and truly make a difference in the lives of people living with fluid blockages.
Wow, an exciting future ahead for sure. Where can people learn more about Chez Leon if they want to learn more, Cheryl?
Yep. So you can go to our website, which is www.chezleon.com.au. You can learn about the product and about the lymphatic system, which is really important for everyone, not just someone with a chronic condition. So please get in touch with us if you want to know more. Tell us, tell a loved one, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us today and educating me and our listeners and being such an inspiring individual. You are obviously driven by a strong purpose and strong passion, and it does take a lot of resilience, as you've mentioned. And we wish you all the best. And it's been a joy working with you, and we look forward to future opportunities to support you as well.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you to all your listeners for listening.
Thanks, Cheryl.
We really like working with clients who want to meet their purpose, grow their purpose in anything where marketing can add to people's quality of life, or, as we say, marketing for good.